Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in it. And those that haven't learned to rejoice in it, oh, if you think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for you, you can't help but praise him and glorify his magnify his name. We just have to learn how to just press through the pain, the transitions of things that are going on in our lives, and let God be God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and if we just trust him and believe in his word and stand on his promise, we will see great and mighty things come to pass. So no matter what's going on in our lives right about now, we ought to be able to let God be God and turn our lives totally over into his hands, and we will see the hand of God work in a miraculous way. So let us continue to rejoice and glorify his name. And even in the midst of pain or situations and circumstances that occur in our life, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He know how to work things for the good. As Romans 8:28 says, he will work all things together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. We just have to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and allow him to strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, as it says in Psalms 27 at the 14th verse. This is a time like never before with everything that's going on in the cosmos. We're going to have to learn how to give those cares, those concerns back to the Lord, praise and magnify his name, exalt him, so we will meditate on his word day and night and don't allow what we're going through to meditate on that, because if anything that we meditate on more than God becomes an idol and he can't get any glory, because his hand can't move if we don't have the faith to allow him to have free reign in our lives. That's why he says in his word in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then he says over in the 6th verse, he let us know in there, he says, it is impossible to please him without faith, and those that come to him must believe he is God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's a time now like never before. We're going to have to put our trust in the Lord and anchor down in his word. Praise God. Bless the Lord. While we're waiting for the prayer warriors and the others to come online, we thank God for those that are already open now and on the line to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And we'll wait on our speaker for tonight. But in the midst of it all, praise God, I usually do a reading, and we'll do that and have prayer in our scripture. And prayerfully, Evangelist Noah will be on soon. Resting in Jesus. There's a place in God where you can rest in on his word. No matter what the enemy is doing, has done, or going to do, you can go to sleep and rest in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Bible even let us know in John and so forth to let us know that all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me, because he's meek and lowly. His burden is light and his yoke is easy. We have to learn how to just take God's word and apply it to our lives in spite of what the enemy says, because the Bible let us know that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. We bless the Lord. Praise God. Bless God. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do this reading. Matter of fact, I'm going to give her a few more minutes, and then what we're going to do right now is just say a little praise song. We don't normally do this. We do it every once in a while. But in the meantime, since my speaker is not on yet, praise God, we're going to, praise God, say just a little praise song. It says, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I believe our speaker is on. Bless the Lord. And we'll prepare ourselves for our reading now and also the scripture reading. And then we're going to leave the door open for my sister to get ready to let the Lord use her in whatever capacity he desires. Praise the Lord. Our reading tonight will be coming out of the Jesus Calling Bible, which the devotional, and it says, renewing your mind. Rest in the stillness of my presence while I prepare you for this day. Let the radiance of my glory shine upon you. As you wait on me in confidence and trust, be still and know that I am God. There is both passive and active side of trusting me. As you rest in my presence, focusing on me, I quietly build bonds of trust between us. When you respond to the circumstances of your life with affirmation of trust, you actively participate in this process. I am always with you, so you have no reason to be afraid. Your fear often manifests itself in excessive planning. Your mind is so accustomed to this pattern of thinking that you are only now becoming aware of how passive it is and how much it hinders your intimacy with me. Repent of the tendency and resist it. Whenever you realize you are wandering down this well-worn path, return to my presence, which always awaits you in the present moment. I accept you back with no condemnation. Reference scripture will come from Psalms 46 and 10 and Romans 8 and 1. Praise the Lord. And our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Romans 8, 28. All things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and calls according to his purpose. Praise the Lord. We're going to prepare now to receive our speaker of the hour, Evangelist Noel Laureen from Columbia, South Carolina, anointed vessel of the Lord. Her pastor is Pastor Apostle Burton Mary, and she is from New Hope. She's an evangelist there. She's also a prayer warrior. She's anointed to speak the word of God, and the Lord has blessed her. She is a woman, glory to God, that seeks out the face of the Lord before she speaks. We thank God for the giftings that are in her. And at this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And our subject tonight, as God bless whatever he gives her up under that, is our theme was God never changes. So however the Lord bless and use her tonight, we're going to relinquish our stand and allow this anointed vessel, praise God, a woman that truly I know that does love the Lord, and glory to God, and she also, well, I'll just let the Lord just use her. How about that? We just step out of the way. Spirit of the Lord, have free way.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Father God, we come right now, God. Father God, asking you to anoint this voice, oh God. Father God, asking you, Lord God, to guide me. Holy Ghost, have thy way. In Jesus' name. In the subject under God never change. And the scripture that I choose is that would be Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Things change. People change. Places change. Friends change. Even our careers change. Economic change. But God, he never changed. Because he's God, and besides him, there is none other. We go through situations where things, obstacles get in our way. And we sometimes we get turned around, all tangled up. But we know that we got a God that never changes. But it is impossible for God to change. In the influence that Paul's changes in our life have no effect on God. Because he's always, he's strong, he's not weak. His knowledge and wisdom is not increased or diminished. And we go through life, we do different things, and but I'm speaking of myself. Things come, we have it daily. Changes take place. And sometimes it's just hard to understand, and I'm asking that question, why? But we know that change is going to come in our life. But we got a father, an advocate that stands in front of that we know that he never changed, that we can seek him for anything. We can call upon him for anything because he's a God that never, never changed. He don't even have mood swings. We have mood swings. Sometimes we may get difficult over here. We may be here 1 minute. We may be here that minute. We may be just moody, just in all kind. But God, he never have a mood swing. But we do. And life is so, sometimes in our life we have uncertain things come up and it shake us. But we got to know who our rock is. God is our rock. He is the rock of our salvation. But sometimes we get shaken up. Things come in on us like a flood. But God is there because he never changed. His unchanging hand is reaching out for us because he's the same. He's the same today. He's the same on yesterday, and he to be the same forever. But we got to ask him to come in and help us along the way. He does not move. It's nothing that moves him that's going to make him change. Because in the beginning, he just like in Genesis, he created everything. He put everything in place, and it's there. He's not going to change it, but we change daily. Sometimes we change more than one time during the day. God, he never changed. He never changed his mind. He never changed under no circumstances. And if you stay with God and he will strengthen you, he will sustain you, he will keep you. And the Lord's plan stands firm forever. Because his intention can never be shaken. God has a plan that is unchangeable. It exists at the beginning of creation, and it remains the same today, and we are a part of his plan. And it makes me think about in Jeremiah 29:11, that he have a plan, and we are in the plan. And whatever the plan is that he give it to us, and whatever our desire already was in the plan. And he's unchangeable. He's just such an awesome God. He's just God that he can do the miraculously of anything we can ever ask or think. We go through situations in life and problems day after day with other children and with all. But God, we seek him and ask him for direction. He's still right there. He meets our very need. even in anything that we can go through, financial or whatever, because he said, I'm the God that I supply your very need. And I thank him for being that kind of God. I thank him for being who he is. I thank him that whatever I do or whatever I come upon, that he is right there for me. He can do whatever that I ask him to do in my behalf if it is in the right order and the things that I ask are not amiss. And I thank God that he brought me through. He brought me through different circumstances. I thank him for not being an unchangeable God, because I thank him because of who he is. I thank God for being God all by himself. He can do the impossible things. The certain situation that we go through seems so hard to bear. But God, he's right there. He's right there to help us face those challenging things. He's right there to help me face difficult that comes my way. He's right there to help me through my downfall. He's right there to help me in everything that I do, pleasing in his sight. He don't give up on me. He gives me another opportunity to get it right. He just don't throw me to the side. He just don't act like he know me today and don't know me tomorrow. He's still right there. He's not like man. He's not going to cut me short. He's not going to build me up today and tear me down tomorrow. He's not going to keep me from getting to my destination. He's going to help me in every way that I can. He's not a jealous God. He's not a God of confusion. He is a God that never changed. And in this life, there's so many things that's going on. And we look at the world today. The world is in a turmoil. But God, he's not changing. He's still there. So we don't worry about it. We put it in the hand of the man that has the plan. And he will correct it. Don't get yourself all bombarded on, all worked up of what's going to happen, what's going to come forth, going to go on in this time frame. Give it to him. He's going to work it out. Because he's a God that don't change. He's an unchangeable God. And I just thank him for it. Just thank him for being that kind of God. We face many changes, which can affect us deeply. We experience such changes in our home. We face changes on the workplace. We got people coming against us on our job. People coming against us in all manner of ways. And sometimes it's so tragic that sometimes we get off course. But turning it over to the master, we're trying to handle it, and we make a disaster out of it. But God, he never changed. He never changed in our relationships, how we get along with others, how we treat others, how we treat our brothers and sisters, how we treat those that are less fortunate than we are. And he said, we have to be careful how we talk about others. Be careful what we say. We're going to say anything, season it with salt, that it'll season right. You say the right thing, not something to hurt somebody, but things to help somebody, because that's what God would do, because he's an unchangeable God. He hears it all, good or bad. Good or bad, he hears it all. And then our finances, I said in the earlier, he will supply your very need according to his riches in glory. According to his riches in glory, he will sustain you. He will keep you if you ask. If you ask. And I think it's in Mark 11 and 23. So when you ask and believe what you ask for, pray for, it shall come to pass. And I thank God for it. Don't be worried about anything. And our health, we go through with our bodies. We go through with ailments. We see certain things come up on us. It traumatizes sometimes. It afflicts us. But God don't change. He said he a healer. He's still a healer. When his son to the cross and he died, and then died for us, and there he gave us a gospel. He can heal. So he can heal our body. He can restore it. It's nothing too hard for God, because he's a God that don't change. He's an unchangeable God. He does not change. And I thank him for him this afternoon. I thank God for just being able to just even to talk about such a God, such a holy God, a God that I know that do not change, God that I know that bought me up, a God that I know that's up and give me a turnaround, a God that I know is making me able that I can speak and not be afraid, because he said he didn't give me the spirit of fear, but he gave me love, power, and a sound mind. So why should I fear? Just let the enemy bring fear upon me, because he's a God that don't change. If he said it in the word, it's still in the word, and it means just what it said. And I thank God for it. I thank him this afternoon. I thank him that I serve a God like that. And he said the Lord will. He will be. He's a faithful friend. He's a friend that will stick closer to you, and the brother. He's a friend that will be there for you. He'll guide you through when the spirit of he will not change. And I thank God for him not changing. Thank him for the uncertainness of him in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you for being that God. Thank you for being that merciful God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, including saying, and the Lord has always known all things, the past, the present, and the future. Nothing new can be added to what he already knows. And I give God the praises. Nobody said something that will help someone. I thank God for this offer. Thank and know that God never changed. Amen.
Now, praise God. That was a blessed word. I know there was much more down in that spirit that you could have released out to us, because you had plenty of time. But I thank God for the anointing. The anointing, glory to God, for you to speak what thus said the Lord. Praise God. Evangelist, now we praise God for you being obedient to the Spirit of God. There were some great things that were said to stir our spirits, to help us to know, glory to God, to stay focused and be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. And we have to learn how to rest in the Lord and trust his word, so we can be able to rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy. But if we know the word of God, the power of his word, knowing that we have authority, and God has given us that authority to take authority over the enemy and to bind him and to loose him from his assignment against us, then we won't be so easily swayed by, glory, at the circumstances in life, and know that, like you said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when we don't have that relationship with the Lord, then we'll find ourselves being like that ship without a sail. We just kind of float through life, and we don't have any stability. We don't have to allow the word that causes us to take root, so that way we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, so we shall not be moved. And I bless the Lord for you tonight. I was supposed to have some words after you, but it kept being in my spirit all day long that you had the word, and praise God. So I was expecting a little bit more, because I'm telling you, God has blessed you richly with that you did deliver tonight. And we're just going to have to be in a place in like never before, as God shared that word for the gift to the body, that he's calling for us to be, always did, but even more so now, to be committed, dedicated, walking in the agape, and being in a place of walking in forgiveness. Is a time for the body of Christ to be united and to build one, so we can be that light on the hill, and that we can be in a place that we never change. So that we're going to be as the image of Christ, then we have to have that same kind of stability. We got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. We got to be able to trust and know He healed in time past with the old patriots of times of old. Then He's doing the same thing as He did in the Old Testament. He's doing now. He's still doing, glory to God, the healing. He's still delivering. He's still calling people out to be used for the kingdom of God. He's still calling people and so forth like this to let their light shine, to be able to transmit that anointing, to be able to be used as a vessel, glory to God, to His honor, to lay hands on the sick, to cause them to recover by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of God in Jesus' name. He's still doing great things. He's still healing in the spiritual. He's still healing in the natural. He's still, glory to God, opening doors. He's still closing doors. He's still using His word in us to be able to cause us to be a vessel that maybe people may be able to look at, not maybe, but will look at and see the fruit on our tree to know that we have the character of Jesus Christ. It's that relationship, that place. We have to know that if God said something yesterday and He's not changing today, and He's not going to change tomorrow, that same thing stands. So no matter what the thief is saying, no matter what word the enemy is bringing and whispering in our ears to try to cause us to have doubt, or to cause us to sway, or to cause us to compromise, or to cause us, we have to be in a place that not only walk in intelligence, we have to walk in the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. So we're going to stand on His word, and we're going to be that light, and we're going to be able to be the image of Christ. We're going to have to know what His word says. We're going to have to be able to know and believe. We're going to have to be able to walk in it. We're going to have to be able to take authority over the forces of the enemy that comes and calls us to try to sway one way or the other, because He done told us, don't lean to the left or the right. He done told us, and so we'll lay aside every sin and every way that so easily beset us. We have to be in a place that if we believe God's word, that He changes not, we can't be changing like the weather. We can't be changing, glory to God, where people can't tell from one day to the next, are we really living this life? Are we truly a believer of Christ? Are we truly, glory to God, who we say we are? We got to be in a place when they see our lives, they got to know that we're consistent and we're persistent in our walk and as a pursuing after Christ. We have to be in a place and so forth like this that we can't get caught up in what's going on in the cosmos, what's going on with the Trump, what's going on in the government, what's going on out there, glory to God, with our children, what's going on when things go wrong in the home, when things go wrong in the ministry. We have to be a people that is steadfast in the faith with prayer to know that God can change this thing. He knows how, glory to God, to work it out for our good. We have to be in a place that we can speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord and not be moved from our place and our position in what God has said is to come to pass. We have to know, glory to God, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the turmoil, regardless of the challenges, God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but He delivers us out of them all. He already said that He changes not. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. The word says, look to the hills with cometh your help. And glory to God, your help coming from the Lord. We got to be in a place, glory to God, what's on our fruit tree that people can see that if it's supposed to be apples, it's apples. If it's oranges, it's oranges. If it's supposed to be grapes on the vine, it's grapes on the vine. It's no mixed fruit. It's no fruit cocktail. We cannot have that in our lives. We got to be consistent and change not. And it's going to take consistently seeking out God's face, talking to Him. Let Him speak back to us. Let us take on that word. Let that word get rooted and grounded on the inside of us so that when out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whenever challenges come up and circumstances come up, we'll be able to be consistent in our faith. If we err, then we got to make sure 1 John 1:9 say if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have to be in that place. If we are representing Christ, we're His representative. We have to be consistent. We got to be in a place, glory to God, no matter what. Seek out God's face. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, everything else will be added. Not seek out what we can get. Not seek, oh Lord, or always murmuring and always complaining, always looking to Him for what we can do, what He can do for us. What is it that we are doing for Him as He calls us to be renewed minds and for us to be the image of Him? So we got to be consistent in this. Change not. But we thank God that He changes not. We got to be to a place and so forth like that we trust him no matter what's going on, no matter what he speak and say and decree. Don't look at the time. Don't look at him go over to God at the circumstances. Don't let those situations dictate to us. What did God say? I believe his report. We got to continue to persist and pursue God. I believe your word. I know, glory to God, you're working on my behalf. I know, glory to God, what your word says. I'm standing on it. And when the enemy comes, you can say it is written. Whatever it is, if the enemy trying to make it look like he's not going to supply me, God promised in his word he'll supply our needs according to his riches and glory. If he said he's a healer, he did that already at Calvary, then by his stripes we were healed. And healing is in his wings. He sent his word. He is not a liar. Sometimes, glory to God, it may take a little bit of time more than other times. And there's some things, glory to God, grace, glory to God, will prevail. No matter what, I believe what your word says. We can't buckle down to everything that the enemy is doing. Sometimes we're going to get weak. Sometimes we're... That's why he said cast all his cares, all our cares upon him. That's why he said in the power of agreement, when we get a little weak and we done prayed and seek the Lord, then we enforcement, then call the prayer partner, call the pastor, call whoever that is anointed that's going to believe God's word with us so we can be on one accord. Because he says, how can two walk together lest they agree? We're going to have to be someplace that we're going to know somebody's going to be in agreement. Whatever it is, God, I believe your word. Because sometimes, glory to God, the enemy will fight us, bombard us, and do everything he can to cause us to look like it's not going to happen. That's why some people buckle down and some give up. Some, glory to God, start compromising. Some start doing contrary things, different than what God says. That's why the enemy loves it when he can divide us. Because he said, the Bible says, a house or kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. So if he can divide us and or have us go over there, one believing, one is a maybe, one is I don't know, or he can have us go over to God where the other one then ran off and this one over here not compromising, he got a divided house. And that's definitely what's going on now. And so much is caught up in prestige, power struggles. Everything that you can think of, the enemy is sending out his attacks against us, but some of it is flesh on parade because flesh, glory to God, is giving in to its desires and its wants and its needs instead of allowing God to do what he desires. Sometimes it's the pressures in life, and some people give up because of the fact that they hadn't spent enough time with God. So he's turned back around if we're not in a place where we're getting rooted and stronger and grounded in the word of God, and after a while we just hitting in the midst in our prayer life and in the word and whatever, then all of a sudden here comes different things coming at us, and it makes it even easier for the enemy to get us off course. That's why we have to be in a place of persistence and pursuing. So glory to God that God can have this way in us, because we have to get to a place, glory to God, as the woman of God said about God never changes, I'm on the other side of that coin, that we have to be in a place of commitment. We got to be in a place where we're the God of covenant so that way when the world look at us and we're supposed to be an image of Christ, they'll see that he is consistent. He is, glory to God, a God, glory to God, that is not the author of confusion. He is a God, glory to God, that will heal and deliver. We have to be in a place that we don't be changing either, that we won't allow the adversary to cause us to get off course, that we won't send out mixed signals, and that we can be in a place, glory to God, to really love, to be in the agape, to do as God said, because Jesus already made the sacrifice. He's already did everything there is to do. He's already said it is finished. So now it's up to us to take on him and believe him and believe his word. So it's a time now like never before. We're going to have to anchor down. We're going to have to get to a place, God, I believe, I trust you. And when we get weak, we're going to have to turn back around and confess that and let God help us. Even in it, we can't be in a place of denying and justifying, because that's just give more room to the enemy and cause us to have delays on our blessings and sometimes denial, and sometimes it can end up just being losing out on because of disobedience or rebellion or stubborn or whatever. He gives us chance after chance. He gives us opportunities to line ourselves up and line our life up. He wants to use us for his glory. He wants to transmit his anointing through our lives. He wants us, glory to God, to be in a place where he can have free reign and, glory to God, do his bidding. And he's such a loving God and such a gracious and merciful God. And even when we make mistakes, he gives us another chance and another chance. But we just can't take advantage of just sitting there and just waiting and waiting on the Lord to do some things. He says faith without works is dead. And if we allow the enemy to have free reign, we'll find ourselves in a place that we'll be up and down, riding on the roller coaster, off the roller coaster. Then we're on the Ferris wheel, off the Ferris wheel. Now we're on glory to God. The merry-go-round. Get off the merry-go-round. Now we're on the treadmill. We gotta be in a place that we'll get in a place that we trust and rest in the Lord. We'll have days where challenges will come and things, but we got to shake ourselves and get back in place and back in position. And some of us got to just get repositioned. Some of us got to find our place so we can hold our post. Others, glory to God, we got to release some people and release some things, and glory to God, so we can move on. Just like a helium balloon, it can't go up until the sandbags be cut off. And as they're being cut off, the same way with us, laying aside every sin and every weight. Weight can be people. Weight can be situations. Weight can be our preconceived ideas. Weight can be things, glory to God, that we're trusting in instead of trusting in the Lord. It can be things, glory to God, because we've been hurt and abused or accused or this right here or criticized or ostracized or we done got caught up, glory to God, in portrayal or whatever, glory to God, to get us off course. And we got to shake ourselves, cut these sandbags. We got to cut loose some things that and get in a place, God, no matter what, I trust you. I believe you. Just because he said a thing, that don't stop the enemy from still challenges. The enemy, glory to God, fear at the name of Jesus, but that don't stop him from trying to intercept and stop and block us. We got to be persistent in pursuing like never before, because he never stops and take a break. But we got to get to a place, I'm determined, I'm going to stand fast, hold on to the promise of the Lord. I'm not going to let it steal my dreams, my visions, my life, my family, my health, my glory to God, the ministry, and what I am going to believe you that you're going to bring me through and bring me out. But God, check me. And as I check myself, as a Corinth said, examine myself daily to make sure that I'm not in the, that I am in the faith. And I got to be to a place, glory to God, to learn to walk in my joy and my peace. Because if the enemy steals your joy, he steals your strength. It's like a fighter in the ring. He can throw all these punches and be going. After a while, when that enemy finds a weak spot, he's going to break you down and break you down and break you down. And you got to keep persisting and pursuing, glory to God, and keep up, glory to God, that armor. Keep up, glory to God, that word to keep you strong and keep you firm in whatever. And if you get a little weak, glory, be like sometimes, glory to God, just like when those storms come, and them palm trees, they lean all the way over to the ground when they pop right back up. Sometimes even at our lowest point, we get that word in us and we stand on this word. We can get refortified and rejuvenated and rejuvenated. And then next thing you know, we're back up standing. So there's not going to be a time that is saying that we are never going to have those down times or challenging times. But nevertheless, we know who our strength is and where our strength lies in the Lord. We know that he is our source. We know, glory to God, he's our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One. He's Jehovah Salome, the God of peace. He's Jehovah Mekadeth, the God that sanctifies. And the word, glory to God, will sanctify and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We got to be like you said in John 15, glory to God, when it said Jesus is he's the vine and we're the branches. And every branch, glory to God, that don't bear fruit, he's going to cut it away. But those ones that he loves and those ones that be consistent, he's going to prune that. And so just like when you see a rose bush, glory to God, or whether it's, I'm going to use an example of a rose bush, and sometimes it can be blossoming pretty good that year. But then when it prunes it, it can be so naked looking like, why did they cut it all the way down like that? It blossoms all double time, even for the next season. And God wants to do some things in us. And that's why that purging is going to kill off the flesh. Things that comes about, and he's dealing with all of it, is not the devil. Some things God is doing and allowing, glory to God, so this flesh can die, so he can be glorified, so we can be to that place, we can be steadfast, unmovable, always about. We can be in a place, glory to God, persistent and pursuing, and the manifestation of people that are watching and looking, no matter what circumstances we're in, they can still see we're still loving on God. We're still trusting him. We're still speaking his word, not to be out there fussing and cussing and showing one face on the job, one place in the marketplace, one face, glory to God, in the home. Glory to God. Jesus didn't have no three personalities. We got to be to a place that we be consistent in who we are and who we believe and who we are in him. And in him we live and move and have our beings. We, glory to God, it's him, glory to God, that we stand, glory to God, to glorify and to magnify. Not glorifying flesh, not glorifying man, not putting him up on a pedestal, but glorifying the Lord. We give honor where honor is due, but all the glory belongs. Oh, Shabbat, he comes out on the boat side. All the glory belongs unto the Lord. So we got to be in a place like never before. Trust God. Be in a place and know that, as my sister said, he never changes. All those things that God has blessed in the fruit of, glory to God, of what she's delivered for us to eat off this table tonight, all that food, glory to God, that he said, and that part of him being consistent in changing, not the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, we got to be that place that we got to get to in steadfast in the faith too as well, so we can be that light that's on the hill. Praise the Lord. Amen. The second speaker was to be me, and I was not even in that place of saying I just knew my sister was going to have so whatever that I could share, just even for just coming out of my spirit tonight, just for encouragement, I pray, glory to God, that we continue to pray one for another. Continue, glory to God, to hold fast in faith, and that we speak to this mountain and to it to be displaced, because all of us have some different types of challenges. It may not be as hard as it was in time past, because now we're getting more closer to the Lord, and our trust and our faith is more in Him than in what the enemy is bringing and coming against us, and that way it won't be as difficult as it has been in our faith and trust. But we got to keep ourselves built up. We can't, glory to God, take a break today, next week, and week after, because the enemy don't take one. It'll find a loophole somewhere to break us down and cause us, glory to God, to fall or stumble, or cause us, glory to God, to miss out on the plan that God has for us. So we got to be, glory to God, true to who God called us to be. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Jesus. I glorify you and magnify you. You are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God, I bless you tonight for the word that the woman of God brought forth, and even the little bit that you have sharing my spirit tonight. We pray, glory to God, for those that are online tonight, as the Lord bless, as we often do. We pray, glory to God, for any prayer requests, as we do on Monday night. But when the speaker comes on at night, we usually give them whatever time it is for them to speak, and if we have any time, then we'll take some prayer requests. But I do want to thank so much for being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, my sister, and pray God's blessings upon you and for that anointing. And I'm sorry if some had to end up missing, because we just went straight on after we said a few things and allow you to come on tonight. But I bless the Lord for those that did come on, that did what they did receive. I pray, glory to God, that it was a blessing unto their hearts in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And any pieces that I was able to add to it, I bless God for it. Praise the Lord. So at this time, before we take prayer requests, I want to ask Evangelist Noel, is anything else within her spirit or dropped in her spirit before we start taking any prayer requests? Evangelist Noel? Did he say anything else to you or anything else that you want to add before we take the prayer requests?
No, nothing else.
Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But amen. Lord. Bless the Lord. At this time, as I'm going to ask if there's any prayer requests out there. We're going to be brief. We want to go ahead and pray for those, and don't want you to forget tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for prayer as well. As I said, I really prepared tonight. I just thought that, okay, that, you know, my sister was going to pray, but those few words that he did drop in my spirit for those few minutes, I prayed there was something in there just to cause us to get united the more and stronger and rooted and grounded in the Lord and for what he's called us to do, so that we can be those eagles. We don't want to be a chicken. We don't want to be a hawk. We don't want to be anything other than what God called us to be. But he does want us to soar. He does want us, glory to God, to be in a place that we don't allow the circumstances and situations cause us to massage us and maneuver and cause us to maneuver in directions other than the plan that in path that he have us to walk in. And that's a narrow path. But there's so much joy and peace and excitement and anticipation of expectancy of great things that God wants to do in us and through us, and have done some things, but we want to increase that. We don't want to stay at the same level you were. We don't want to get stagnated. We want to be in a place that we're constantly growing and maturing in him, and the light going to get greater, and it's going to be more so lit up on the hill, more so for people to see it illuminated, to see the power of the anointing of what God is doing, what the enemy is doing so much at this hour and this time, and what we see is going on, and is trying to make it look like that our God is not on the throne, is nothing happening. But he see all, he's omnipotent, omnipresent, he know all things. But he's placed us in the kingdom for such a time as this for work to be done. So we can't allow the enemy to break us down and cause us to be weak and cause us to be to a point where we swaying to the left or right or drawing back and being fearful and fretful and causing us over to God to not to be out and crying loud and sparing not to do what he said as being led by the Spirit. We're going to be fanatic in the leading of the Spirit by in the wisdom of God and being able to do things in order, but not allow the enemy to cause us just to be doing stuff happenstance and sporadically, but being in a place that whatever God has called us to do, then do it as unto the Lord, and trust him that no matter what somebody else say or how they feel, knowing that the Spirit of the Lord is saying to do it, and God will prove himself. His anointing, glory to God, will be on whatever he says, and he has a way, glory to God, that's so mighty and so powerful and so phenomenal that, glory to God, even in the world, they're going to know this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. God has a way that's mighty. Praise the Lord. Enough with me. Praise the Lord. But at this time, praise God, in the prayer warriors that's online, God has placed anything in your spirit before we pray, then we're going to give you that place, Mother Willette, Mother Alexander. I know Mother McCormick is on the phone, and if y'all have any responses to the word tonight, we'll let you have a couple of minutes, and then we're going to go right on into prayer.
I have a prayer request.
Who is this? This is Vincent Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Well, I would like for y'all to uplift Pastor Burton and her family. Also, you yourself and your ministry, and for everyone and all the prayer warriors to stay steadfast and unmovable in God and the things of His kingdom, and not looking at what's going on in the world today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Okay, Pastor Hubbard.
Yes.
This is Sister Willie. I was listening to you, and I thank and praise God for that courtesy call and the word that I did hear on God never changes. It was a blessing. Also, you were saying God has placed us in the kingdom for such a time as this, and to cry loud and spare not, but those are two of the exact same things that I spoke when we were teaching Sunday school this morning. And our lesson was coming from the book of Micah. And I mentioned to the people that this is a prophetic message for the church today, for America today. It may have been for the nation of Israel in Micah's day, but today it's really God using the prophet to yet speak to the nation, to America today. And we have to be in a position where we realize, and this is the third time I've heard that, because I even heard it on the radio as well as I was going to church, but I thank and praise God for letting me hear it again, that it wasn't by accident that we were born at this time, and that we are where we are in the kingdom of God, but we are kingdom people, and we have been placed in the kingdom for such a time as this, and we have to begin to cry loud about situations that are not right and spare not. I thank and praise God for hearing that again on this evening, because it really is that time where we've got to be who we say that we are within the body of Jesus Christ, knowing who we are, praise God, and then begin to speak out and say things, because there's so much people can get distracted. And I said, there's so much going on to try to distract people, and even especially in the body of Christ, because if you're distracted or you don't know who you are as a born-again, baptized believer of the body of Jesus Christ, then you'll sit back and you'll keep your mouth quiet about everything that's going on. But it is time to realize that God has placed us in the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And God, I said this morning, God uses whomsoever he will to accomplish his mighty acts. And one of the things that I said, God used Nebuchadnezzar. He purposed him for a reason. He used Pharaoh, and he used even the king of Assyria. He used whomsoever he will to bring about judgment, the wrath of God. He'll use people in that. But we have to begin to cry out about some of the things that we're seeing. If it's in the house of God, we need to cry loud and spare not. You just can't spare. be led by the Spirit of the living God. Do what he says to do. Go where he tells you to go. And just don't slack what you're doing, because to God be the glory for what he's doing. And I thank and praise God that he didn't have to use man, but he does allow human beings to be a part of what he is doing today. And I thank and praise God for that. I just want to share that. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Any more comments or praise reports or either a prayer request? We have the one prayer request from Angeles Megan.
No,
Lord, sister. This is Sister McCormick. I just like to say I just thank God for the little bit that I hear from Evangelist Noah. And I guess that was for me, that little bit that I did hear, because it was said God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So I thank God for the word that I did hear, that I got on a little late, but I thank God for what I did hear on tonight. And just want to tell you to be encouraged and continue to give us the word more and more when you can. Thank you.
Yes. Praise God, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I just want to also add to this, go ahead and make pray over that prayer request that Evangelist Jenkins has said. Preferably I remember everything. I wrote down a little bit, but I also wanted to encourage us that resting in the Lord, getting to a place of really resting. That's going to be a part of that relationship and rooted and grounded in our trust in the Lord and having that faith. But get to a place of rest. And we think about, remember when they talked about Peter and when he was in jail, Herod had put him in jail after he had killed his brother James. And here it is, he was going to destroy him, but because they had I can't remember what was going on at the time. I can't remember what particular ceremony or whatever was going to happen. Whatever it is that they were going to be at that time, he didn't do it on that day. But he had the quarters of all those soldiers for this one man. Locked him, had him locked down in chains and everything. This man laid down and went to sleep, even though he might have been beheaded or killed. Whatever was going to transpire, he went to sleep. He rested and went to sleep. So whatever God did, he was at peace. And see, it is the angel came and woke him up. Even not only woke him up and told him to put on his sandals, put your cloak on, and he didn't even realize it was an angel until after he done came through the gate. Here's the believers at a prayer meeting, praying and believing God for a miracle to take place. When the miracle hit the door, they turned back around, and when Rhoda comes to the door, didn't even saw that it was Peter, but their prayers are asked to go back and tell the ones that have been praying, and they didn't want to believe that the miracle already took place. Here it is, how marvelous it is. The man rested in the Lord, and no matter what went on, he was at peace regardless of what he was facing. Here it is, the prayer meeting going on. You done prayed for the miracle, and the miracle taking place, and is at the door, and you don't even want to believe that it doesn't even happen that fast. So the place of a rest in the Lord and then having faith in our prayers and believing what God has said is going to come to pass no matter what. Even when the Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace, they were in a place, they were at peace, and if my God don't deliver me, I know he's able. But in the midst of them throwing them in the fire with the furnace turned seven times hotter, when they were the ones that slew them in, they got burned, but they went in bound and whatever, and here it is, the Lord blessed. And even the what's that king looks at him and says, did we throw three in there? And I see the fourth man looking like the God. And I'm telling you, God is with us and never leave us nor forsake. And he has a way to prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. And the place of rest in the Lord, I'm not going to bow down to whatever the world is offering, whatever Satan is offering, whatever is going on, no matter my circumstances, I'm not going to bow down. I'm going to rest in the faith in the Lord. So on this side, no matter what, glory to God, bless, you're standing on the promise of God, whether he deliver or whatever. And even if something does happen, we go on the other side, making sure that our life is lining up with the word of God. So if we
do have to transition out of here. We know we're going on to glory. But there's some things and so forth the enemy can buff us with, and it's not our time and not our season. We don't have to bow down. We don't have to take it, to the point that we're fearful and fretful and all about heart attacks and stroke, and the enemy going to steal this and steal that and steal that and do this. Glory to God, we've gotten in promised things. We got to trust and know that no matter what, I'm going to speak and decree and declare what his word says. And he said this, that means he's going to bring it to pass. No matter what the circumstances look like, it can be 2 minutes to 12. If God says it's going to be so, he got a way of doing it. It can be after 12. If he want to look like it's not even going to transpire, he can turn it right back around and make it good for whatever his word is saying. So that place of rest, trusting in the Lord. And there's so many other situations that are in the word to let us know. Even with Paul and Silas, they're doing the work of the kingdom. Here come them. They're going to be beaten and whipped and thrown in jail. They didn't even go with murmuring and complaints. They went with prayer and they went with praises. And even with that, God had a plan working things for the good, because everything that looks bad don't mean that it's going to be a bad outcome, because God got a plan in the midst of it all. He turned that thing around. If it wasn't for them going to jail, how would that jailer and all his family, glory to God, end up having salvation? So sometimes we might have to go through some things and go through some circumstances, and it's not for us, it's for whoever's on the other end of this. But it means that how we go through it and how we come through it that's going to make the difference. Because if God's with us and never leave us, nor forsake us, we done pray, we believe in God, and we are put in a circumstance of things, we don't know what God's going to do in the midst of it. And in all of that went, though, there was a jailhouse break. God bless. No way that nothing like that could have taken place, and those people could have ran out of jail like rats and roaches all over the place. But for some reason, that even when all that took place, nobody left the jail cell. And God had a plan in it. So he stole it, even when the jailer was going to kill himself, because he knew what was going to happen to him if all those prisons that got loose. But nevertheless, Paul let him know, and so forth, like, all is well. Don't do no harm to yourself. We're all here. And turn back around, and he got saved and the household. So sometimes situations we're in, we got to learn to just rest in the Lord. Rest. He got a plan. Yes. And that plan is mighty good. Like he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts. One says, I know the plan I have for you. It's for good, not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless and to prosper you. But we don't know what it is. We just got to trust God's word. Even in the midst of looking like, seeming like somebody's thinking that we're foolish or thinking over to God, we're fanatics, or you're looking like, what you still praying for, what you still standing for, ain't nothing going to happen out of this. Everything else looks like it's lost and gone. God is a restorer, too. You know how to restore, and even Job, and even in our day as well, things have been lost, but look what God did. He brought increase and made it even better. So whatever transition we're going through, like, we just going to have to learn to rest. Seems like we might be going backwards, but we don't know what route that is God getting ready to bless and turn things around, or what we got to do on this journey, that he's going to do something miraculous in our lives and the people that we're meeting for whatever purpose that we had that setback or whatever purpose we had to go on this journey. So, but the main thing is, don't lose our joy. Don't lose sight on who he is in us and who we are in him and the purpose that he called us out. Many times we'll say, Lord, I'll do anything. I'll say anything. I'll go wherever you want us to go. When the circumstances do arise, then we got another. Then that let us know, okay, are you really anchored the way you say? Are you really trusting? Are you really resting? And some things, glory to God, if it had not happened, we would not have been as strong as we are today. It's like, glory to God, the man of God said in the word, it was good that I was afflicted. Because if not, glory to God, some of the things, glory to God, that have occurred in our life, we wouldn't be in the place of where we wouldn't be able to have a testimony. We wouldn't be able to be strong and know God in faith and in healing and deliverance and whatever else. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I didn't have to study anything, but everything just keeps flowing. I'm going to step back and just praise God, because we bless the Lord for what he did do tonight. And I'm going to take any other prayer requests, and we're going to go ahead and pray. So if there's another out there, we're going to go ahead and take that request, and then we're going to go ahead and pray. Amen. And let us not forget about Pastor Daney, husband Deacon Daney, for this surgery that he's going to have on the 24th, believing God for that. Those hernias, glory to God, that the surgeon would do what they need to do and bring them out of it and bring him through in the name of Jesus. And Pastor in Graham, as I was talking to her tonight, the one in Savannah, she hadn't been on the line yet, but her son, I think it's Wednesday, he's in Virginia, supposed to be having surgery as well. So just be praying. I don't remember his name right now, but just pray him. Just pray for him for the surgery and pray Pastor Deacon Daney concerning that condition there. Anyone else besides those two, those three? Yes, ma'am. Mother Alexander.
That's Sister Nala.
Oh, Sister Nala. Okay, I thought I heard Mother Alexander.
Okay. I have a prayer for. Pray for my son, Kevin. He's having problems with his eyes, and that the doctor said that he has lupus that's running through his bloodstream.
Say he has lupus in his bloodstream?
Yes. It's attacking his eye. He says the disease, it works like lupus, that attacking his left eye.
Okay, it works like lupus.
Yes, but they're giving it the name of Lucas, whatever we call that name, yeah, Lucas, yeah.
All right,
that's what
we
the doctor
said. Let us comment. Mm-hmm. Pray for his eyes and cancel the sign that the enemy is not going to take his eyesight in the name of Jesus. Okay, any more before we pray?
And continue to lift me up.
Who am I speaking to?
Renee.
Okay, Renee, you said lift you up in prayer?
Yes.
Okay, we have Renee, so whatever your challenge is, we're going to believe the Lord for you. It's just not spoken, and the Lord will move on your behalf. Okay, young lady from D.C., amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, then we're going to go ahead and pray. Mother Willette, would you take the prayer request for Pastor Daney, her husband, for that hernia, and the young lady, Pastor Graham's son, for surgery he's having on Wednesday. The sickest it is. He had gained a lot of extra weight, so he's doing some kind of weight reduction surgery. It's not going to be the regular kind of surgery. It's sometimes some type of decisions they're going to be making, but we're praying that he come through this and don't have any complications or problems since he made that decision. He is saved. We praise God. So that'll be for Pastor Deacon Daney for the hernias, and also pray for Graham for that surgery. Mother Alexander, would you pray for Sister Renee and so forth, like she has some challenges, and also praying for a job. I'll put that out there for her as well, for a job and some challenge she's going through. So for Renee, and also pray for Mother McCormick. Who's that? Sister Niles' son. For the attack on his eyes, like she said, it works like lupus, but we pray for his healing and deliverance, and his eyes will be preserved. So that would be Mother Alexander for Kevin, and also for Renee. And I'll take on the prayer request that Sister Brenda had placed out there. Okay. So either one of y'all can go ahead and start, and I'll pray the other prayer for the other sister, for the other request that Brenda had up.
All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just bow our heads to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being such a good God to us. We thank you that you are the living God. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Lord, I thank you that you are faithful, Father God. Even when we've not always been faithful, even when we've even fallen short, Lord God, we thank you that you are yet the covenant-keeping God. You are a God who delights in mercy. So I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus,
We appreciate you because we can come to you and we can lift up our petitions unto you, Lord God, knowing that our words, Lord God, are not just reaching the ceiling and bouncing back down, but they're reaching your throne room, even in your ears, O God. So we know that you hear the request that we ask of thee. And we know, Lord God, as long as we're asking, Lord God, for things that is according to your good will, and good health is in your will plan for our lives. And, Father God, you said healing is the children's bread. And you said that we can speak to the mountain, Lord God, and that mountain will uplift itself and be cast into the yonder sea. When we don't doubt, Lord God, and our expectation is from you, we know, Lord God, that you're able to do and make a change in every situation that we lift up to you. So, Lord God, as we pray for Deacon Daney, who's scheduled to have surgery, Lord God, we're praying for a good report for him in the name of Jesus. And we're speaking on behalf of Pastor Graham's son, who's scheduled to have surgery on Wednesday, Lord God. Lord God, he's dealing with this battle with weight, Lord God. So we're praying for a good report and a successful surgery. We're praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that let your hand be in the hand of the surgeons, oh God. We pray that nothing go wrong, no infections, oh God, but we're praying for a mighty and a blessed surgery. If it must need take place, Lord God, we're asking that your hand of mercy be upon these surgeries. And Lord God, once they have the surgery, we pray, Lord God, for a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. We pray that you heal the wounds where the surgery was performed. We thank you, Lord God, that even Pastor Graham's son would have a mind to have some change in his lifestyle as far as eating habits. Sometimes we have weight problems because of some medical situation going on in our bodies, Lord God, but sometimes it's because our lifestyle and what we, Lord God, do. Maybe we're not getting enough exercise. Maybe we're not eating right. But, God, we're praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to give him wisdom and give him, Lord God, the willpower to do what is needful, Lord God, to be more healthy. And I pray that prayer for all of us, Lord God. Wherever we fall short, oh Lord God, I pray that the power of your Holy Spirit will strengthen the inner man so that we have the wisdom to know what we need to do to be more healthy so we can go on and run this race that is set before us so that we can do your good will, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, knowing that these lives are in your hands, and we're praying for excellent, good reports once the surgery is done in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's, Lord God, if they need to have the surgery. Maybe the doctors may go in and say, hey, I see a miracle here. Because, God, where you are a miracle-working God, you have not changed. You're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So I thank you in advance for these two persons, Lord God, that I'm lifting up right now in the name of Jesus. And I appreciate you, Lord God, for putting your hand of approval for good reports. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. And by your stripes, we appreciate the power of your healing be released in their bodies. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you in advance, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Mother Vincent Alexander evidently had to drop off the line, so I don't know. She may have dropped off before I even made the request. But, Father, in Jesus' name, we do pray, glory to God, for Sister Evangelist Now, son Kevin. God, we know what, as the word has already said, by your stripes, we were healed. We know it's the thief that comes to steal our health. So we speak right now and decree and declare for his health that God will bless and cancel that assignment or whatever symptoms like lupus that has come up against his eyes and in his bloodstream. We plead the blood of Jesus against that thing and cancel that assignment and pray healing. God, you told us that we can speak and decree and declare what your word says, and then we can speak those things that are not as though they were. And we know, glory to God, as we come in the power of agreement, we are agreeing in the power of your word that he'll be loose from whatever this is that attacked his body and attacked his eyes. We pray that you will preserve his eyes. We bind up blindness or cataracts or whatever else is in the bloodstream to cause any other complications or problems in the name of Jesus. As we present these things before you now, we speak and decree, glory to God, for his healing in the name of Jesus, that you reverse whatever the enemy is trying to do. Most of all, glory to God, we pray for his life in you, glory to God, that it be hid in you and that he will have a life in Christ and be used for your glory. We pray for Sister Renee, God, whatever the challenge is in her life right now. God, we know, glory to God, that you are greater than whatever that's coming after her. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the anointing as we come and agree that every yoke be destroyed in the name of Jesus, that she be built up in the spirit and up in her most holy faith, that whatever your word says, that she will stand on the word, that she will not allow those circumstances or whatever the enemy is doing to try to box her in or cause her, glory to God, to be in a place, glory to God, where oppression or depression or anything else the enemy trying to send after her will take over. We pray, glory to God, that she will be free in you, holding on to your word and holding on to the promises of God. We pray your door be open, that God, through it all, that you will begin to move in a miraculous way, and that she will get the job, and that she will be able to have a choice in it, and that her finances, glory to God, will be free so she can be able to do the things that she desired or required or needs being met. God, we thank you, Lord God, for her. Pray, God, that you continue to strengthen her in your word, strengthen her in glory to God, to hold on to your promise in the name of Jesus, God. So we pray, glory to God, that you have your way in her life. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer request, glory to God, by Sister Brenda. We thank you for the healing, that no matter what the enemy tried to do to her body, that the Lord bless that cancer, glory to God, and any other kind of disease or any kind of other sickness or anything else that attack her or attack us or whatever, everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. We thank you for your divine healing and the testimony, glory to God, of those things shrinking in her breast, glory to God, that she's healed and whole no matter what the enemy has said. I thank you for her standing in the gap and continue on, glory to God, my prayer requests, as she's been continuously keeping them, go before the Lord too as well, for Pastor Burton, for Pastor BJ, for the prayer warriors, and I'm not quite sure who the other person was, but we pray, glory to God, for all those things that she had already placed out there on the altar and asked prayer requests for tonight, God, that you will bless and bless Pastor Burton, for glory to God, for her endeavor, for the standing, glory to God, as a pastor, a true shepherd, God, for the kingdom of God and for her family, God. And we pray, God, that you will bless and move on some of those that have some challenges that she's standing the gap for, that's in her family as well, that you continue to strengthen her, that she continue to stand. Thank you for the new building. Thank you, Lord God, for everything putting in place. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless and counsel every assignment of everything that the enemy will try to do in any shortcuts, in anything they have to do in the remodeling or whatever, whoever's doing the work on that building, that everything will be put in the proper order that it should be. We're praying that she be encouraged. Pray, glory to God, that you would minister and move in her life and on her behalf as well. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor BJ, for this ministry that you are doing for the Blog Talk Radio and for whatever else that you're doing, and strengthen her body. Bless, as a prayer request has been made out for Pastor Bird and for others, and pray for the prayer warriors, those women of God that will continue to stand in the gap and stay on the wall, blessing their homes, blessing their lives, blessing their bodies, move on their behalf, strengthen them, glory to God, continue to direct them, give them that stamina and that determination, that courage to continue to stand and fight the good fight of faith. God, bless even in their heart's desires. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come to rob, steal, or destroy, or try to come up against what God has called us for, to set in the earth realm as for such a time as this, to cry aloud, to spare not, to do what thus said the Lord, and to not to walk in fear, but to walk in faith. And you said in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God, I pray, glory to God, for Evangelist Noah tonight, Noah Well, glory to God, that you will bless Evangelist. Glory to God, that she continues to open her mouth and open up and let God bless. Thank you for that word. Thank you for the anointing upon her life. Strengthen, bless in her home. Touch her husband's body. Glory to God. Strengthen her. Keep her alert. Keep her body healed and whole. God, continue to move on her behalf. Help her to continue to rest in the Lord and trust him. And know, glory to God, that call, glory to God, that's on her life, there's a greater work and greater things he wants to do. Stir up even the prophetic in her. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for her. We thank you for the ministers of the gospel everywhere, God, that are walking in truth, walking in righteousness, walking in holiness, and the ones that are not and compromising and swaying to the left or the right. God, we pray a conviction. We pray repentance. We pray, glory, for change. We pray for unity in the body of Christ, not only for the leaders, but for the people that have called and named you as Christ, named you as Jesus, named you, glory to God, as their Savior. God, we believe in you for uniting together and walking in forgiveness, walking in love, walking in a dedication, walking in commitment, walking, glory to God, in forgiveness, walking in truth in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Evangelist Noel, praise God for tonight. We ask you to have the prayer closing tonight for covering us and whatever else God gives to you in prayer as we get ready to close for tonight. And thanking everybody, glory to God, that came on tonight for prayer. I mean, to hear the word and for the prayers and the prayer requests. And as we want to be united together on Monday night for prayer, we look forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say as we stand in the gap for those that are in need and those, glory to God, that need a Savior, as well as those, glory to God, things that are going on in our nation, our country, and everything else that's happening. But tonight we are going to ask you to pray. Just thanking the Lord again for you. And then we're going to be dismissed. Amen. From the line.
Amen. Father God, we come, dear God, telling you thank you for the many blessings that you have sowed up on us. Father God, we thank you for this afternoon, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask you to touch each one that is on the line tonight, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to do a miraculous thing, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, as we look down on this nation, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for your protected angels, oh Heavenly Father, being the stats all around us, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that you, oh God, know what we stand in the need of, oh God. Help us not to keep our eyes on our situation, Lord God, but God, look, oh God, towards heaven, which cometh our help, oh God. And we know, God, that our help comes from above. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we rebuke the enemy that run to and fro through this nation, oh God. Oh God, we have bound up every enemy, oh God, everything that want to come against us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the rain that we heard, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the things we're seeing, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for this lip speaking, oh God, speaking truth. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you to reach out and touch each body, God. Every mind, body, soul, and spirit. And Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we come to a close tonight, oh God. Father God, we ask you to wrap your loving arms around us, oh Father God. Touch every home, oh God. Touch every family member in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, Father God, for Pastor Hubbard, oh God. Father God, build a hedge around her and protect her and keep her in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know her heart desire. And Father God, her heart desire, God, to become closer and closer to you. And Father God, we thank you for the rhema word that is in the inside of her. And Father God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Father God, even for tomorrow night's prayer. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, that we open it up, oh, God, with sincerity in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we ask you right now, God, to build a hedge around our youth, Lord God. We will leave out, God, without sin. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless them when they come in and bless them when they go out, Father God, and let your angels be dispatched all around them, oh, Heavenly Father. Protect them in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory be unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Yay, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for healing, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Father, I bless you today, and I give you glory. You're so wonderful. I'm going to say this, and then we're going to say shalom. And Mother McCormick, your request for prayer for me daily. My sister just covered me, so we thank God for the Lord bless you. And you're going on. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you tonight. And I just want to say this. Today I receive an exchange of your strength for my weakness, your joy for my sadness, your pleasure and delight for my sorrow and heaviness, your hope for my despair, your peace for my torment, your prosperity of spirit, body, mind, and finances, and relationship for any lack I have experienced. And we're saying us as a whole. Your ability for my inability, your acceptance for my rejection, your obedience for my rebellion, your encouragement for my discouragement, your soundness for my brokenness, your comfort for my pain, and your courage, Lord, for my fear. Praise the Lord. Thank you for fully aligning my spirit, body, and mind, and every other area of my life with your perfect soundness provided for me through your shedded blood at Calvary, Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word daily, meditations upon your promises, Lord. I will walk in divine health in Jesus' name, amen. As we speak that for us all, God, we bless you. And we love you. Shalom, shalom. Have a good night, all. Praise the Lord.
Good night.
Praise the Lord. Shalom. 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 Hallelujah. Shalom. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. You've been good, Monty. Bless.